When bombs exploded this week at Shiite Muslim shrines in Iraq, killing at least 181 people, U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer said he was certain of the motivation behind the attacks.
Their purpose was clear: incitement of sectarian violence among Iraq's Muslims. The effort to provoke sectarian violence has failed, and it will fail.
So far, the attacks have not ignited a sectarian conflict between Shiite and Sunni Muslims. Instead, many Iraqis are saying the bombings have united them against American occupation, as our own Steve Inskeep reports from Baghdad.
The survivors of Tuesday's attacks and their leaders nearly all seem to say the same thing. We heard it at Baghdad's Qadamiyah Shrine, where dozens of Shiites were killed. Burning candles and incense still mark the pavement. Nearby, Sheikh Ayad al-Kabi refused to blame the attack on Sunni Muslims.
Inna Sunna wa Shia hum ukhwa min jildatin wahida.
We are Muslims. Both we are Muslims. And still we are both Iraqis. This is a very important point. But we have a problem with terrorists.
You hear the same sentiment when you leave the Shia neighborhood and cross the Tigris River to the heavily Sunni neighborhood on the far bank. Yesterday, Sunnis gathered at a landmark mosque for their Friday prayers, and afterwards several stopped to talk on the sidewalk outside, including Fadl al-Kawaisi.
He said, there is no discrimination. We felt that it was as if it was us who were targeted, because there is no discrimination between a Sunni or Shia. We are all Muslim and we are one believe in one God, that's Allah.
On the day of the bombing, the keepers of this mosque wanted to help. Their loudspeakers broadcast an appeal for everyone to go to the hospitals and give blood for the wounded. It would be easy to overstate the solidarity of the two sects. Sunnis who prospered under Saddam Hussein fear losing their power. And just last night, as we've been reporting, Shia leaders delayed signing a new constitution in a bid to gain more power. But Muslim leaders across the country set aside their differences and denounced this week's attacks. At least in public, almost no one blamed an entire sect for the actions of a few. The trouble for the United States is who gets blamed instead. Saad Jawad, who's Shiite and a professor of political science, says the attacks have shifted Iraq's political landscape.
They united the Iraqis against any attempt to create a civil sectarian war, that's to start with. And they have united the people against the American coalition forces because of what they see as indifference to their security and stability.
That explains why survivors of the Qadamiyah bombings threw stones at American troops, and why Iraq's leading Shiite cleric accused the United States of procrastination in training Iraqi police. It also explains what you can hear in that heavily Sunni neighborhood just across the Tigris River. Saddam Hussein was popular here, and Tuesday's attack got some people feeling nostalgic, including Abdul Hamid, who came to Friday prayers in a clean white shirt. He says the old days don't seem so bad anymore, even though Saddam's government executed two of his relatives and forced him to leave his job. Abdul Hamid says that Saddam had, as he puts it, limited potential as a leader, but at least he could provide security, which he says the Americans cannot. This neighborhood still bears the marks of the invasion that removed Saddam from power. Battling soldiers blasted a huge hole in the side of the clock tower by the mosque. Across the public square, bullet holes riddled the walls of a commercial building. That building remains burned out and vacant, as do other buildings across Baghdad. And those buildings remind Shiite academic Saeed Jawad of something about the old regime. He says Saddam wrecked his country in disastrous wars, but afterwards he always rebuilt the buildings.
And without Saddam Hussein, and without his power and dictatorial rule, we are afraid of going out. Baghdad is not a safe city, and other cities as well. Rations is not distributed in the same efficient way as it used to be. Hospitals were robbed and looted, and they were not refurnished again after 1 year.
Tuesday's bombings vividly reminded Iraqis of everything they do not have as the first anniversary of the invasion approaches. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Baghdad.